Colossians chapter 1.
第9节和第10节。
Verses 9 and 10.
好,
Let's read together.
因此我们自从听见日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。 愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对的基础，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的扶持到神。我们再读第27节。
Verse 27。
我们读26、27节。
I read it 26 and 27。
这道理就是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了，神愿意叫他们知道，这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了荣耀的盼望。It
tells us that in our hearts it will become the glory of hope.
第二章。第二章。第二节和第三节。
Verses 2 and 3.
要叫他们的心的安慰，怜爱心互相联络，彼此风风足足，在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神奥秘，就是基督所积蓄的一切智慧知识。 都在它里面藏着。第三章。从第10节读到11节。
We will read verses 10 and 11.
穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正入到他主的形象。在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的。
化外人、尼布基人、为奴的、自主的、为有基督，是包括一切，都住在恩之内。上次我们说过，十一节最好的打翻。
Last time we mentioned that verse 11 should be translated this way.
在此，并没有希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、尼布基人、为奴的、自主的、为有基督。 是一切，就在一切的里面。Here
there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all.
第一节，对，第三章，第一节，还是我们读第一节到第五节吧。
Chapter 3, verses 1 to 5.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
所以，到至此，你们在地上的时期，有淫乱、污秽、邪情和欲，贪婪、贪婪，就以拜偶像一样。再读第12节到17节。所以，你们是这些人圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈。
谦虚、温柔、忍耐心，含热、慈仁、耐人心，容耀、彼此包容、彼此饶恕。都怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心。爱心就是联络、兼得的，也要叫基督平安在你们心里做主。你们也为此蒙召，为一体。
要存感谢的心，
含有把基督道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫。 心被恩感歌颂神，无论做什么事或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢父神。
我们再读第四章
Chapter 4
第二节到第四节
Verses 4 to 54。
你们要凭借祷告再次紧紧感恩，要为我们祷告，求神给我们在烦恼里面能以讲基督的奥秘，我为此被捆锁，叫我按照所该说的话讲着奥秘发明出来。我们再读12节
Verse 12。
由你们那里的人做基督耶稣所人的以巴弗问你们安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切旨意上得以完全，日渐充足，能站立得稳。第18节。我保罗心里问你们安，要纪念我的捆锁，愿恩惠常与你们同在。我们讲经把哥罗西书都读完了。
We have practically finished reading Colossians.
到底时间能够加到哪里我不知道。
But I don't know how much I can share.
大家都已经说过，这是非常重要的一件事。
Last time I have shared with you that this is a very important matter.
当然在我们刚刚蒙恩得救时候，我若是要讲到我们的罪得了赦免。
When we were just saved, we talked about how we have been forgiven of our sins.
神怎样拯救了我们。
How God has saved us.
怎样与我们同在。
And how He is with us.
那这是我们很喜欢的一件事。
This is something that we like to hear.
也是我们感觉非常重要的一件事。
We also felt the importance of this matter.
但是当我们得救之后。
And after we're saved.
也只过了一段时间。
Maybe after a while.
我们个人时间长短不一样。
The length of time may be different.
慢慢我们就感觉到，我们光是停留在那个救恩的那个开端，这个不够了。
And then we begin to feel that it is not enough just to stay at the beginning of salvation.
我们必须要往前去。
We must press on.
我们必须要有那个新的认识。
We must have new knowledge.
才能叫我们的我们心里头才能得到满足。
Then our heart can be satisfied.
才能叫我们里头的问题能够得到解决。
Then the questions on our mind can be
solved. 叫我们的生活和侍奉都能够得到一些。
And our life and our ministry can find peace.
那哥罗西书就是讲到这一方面。
And the book of Colossians talks about all these.
当然，他也提到我们的罪得了赦免。
Of course, also mentioned about the forgiveness of our sins.
他也提到怎样把我们从黑暗权势下拯救出来。
He also mentioned how God has saved us from the dominion of darkness.
把我们牵到爱的国度里面。
And bring us into the kingdom of His Son.
但是，他不只讲这么多。
But this is not all he talked about.
更是给我们看见神为什么拯救了。
It further indicates to us why God saved us.
那拯救我们的目的到底是什么？
What is the purpose of our salvation?
他既然是这样拯救了我们，
Since he has saved us,
我们在地上我们该怎样的生活？
What kind of life should we have on earth?
我们该怎样的侍奉？
How should we serve him?
那将来要达到怎样的一种结果？
In the future, what is waiting for us?
所以哥罗西书非常重要的一件。
Therefore, the book of Colossians is very important.
这一卷书到底讲什么事情呢？
But what does this book talk about?
上次也跟人家弟兄这里说过，这一卷书乃是讲到神的旨意。
Last time we mentioned that this talks about the will of God.
那说到神的旨意，不是说到我们平常的在生活里面那些个琐碎的事。
When we talk about this will of God, it's not just referring to the little things that happens in our life.
我们都有这样一个经验。
We all have this desire.
我们蒙恩得救之后，我们在凡事上都能够遵循神的旨意。
But after we're saved, we want to be obedient to Him in everything.
就是我们是个学生的话。
If we are students,
我们就祷告主，主你要让我带我到哪里去读书啊？
We pray to the Lord and say, Lord, where should I go study? 让我
读书读到读哪一方面？
And in what area should I study?
世人都照着自己所喜好的。
And in this world, people study according to their desire. But we are the children of God.
要看神喜欢什么。
We want to look for God's desire.
这是很好的一件事。
And this is a good thing.
比方说，我们要结婚，要进行婚姻的时候。
For example, in marriage.
我们在祷告，如果你看哪一位是你的旨意。
We also pray, Lord, who is your who has been planned by you? Let me be obedient to you.
在一切事情上头，我们都寻求神的旨意。
In every matter, we seek for His desire.
甚至我们吃，我们穿衣服也好。
Even how what kind of clothing that we wear.
我们吃东西也好。
And what type of food we eat.
我们的行动也好。
And our daily life.
在大小事情上面。
In everything, good or small,
都有一个心愿，愿意寻求神的旨意。
We all have a desire to seek for His will.
让我们照着神的旨意去行。
So that we can do accordingly.
这是非常好的一件事。
This is a good matter.
那也是一个很好的基督徒，他们还有这样的心愿。
And only a good Christian would have such kind of desire to follow His will.
我们不够爱主的话呢？
If we do not love Him enough,
我们就像世人一样。
We will be like people
in the world. 我们愿意做什么就做什么。
We will do whatever we desire.
我们愿意到哪里做事就到哪里做事。
We will go to whichever school that we want to attend.
我们愿意吃什么就吃什么。
We will eat whatever we want to eat.
我们愿意穿什么就穿什么。
And we will put on whatever we want to put on.
我们只照自己心里所喜好的去。
We only do things according to our desire.
我们也是追随着世界的风俗。
We also follow the tradition of this world.
世人怎样，我们也是怎样。
However the people do, we will do it.
这是一般的基督徒。
This is the the common Christian.
让我们生活形式都还像我们从前一样。
And that we still live and do things according to the old way.
没有什么改变。
There is not much change.
但是若是我们有一点心爱主。
But if we have some desire for the Lord, and we want to pursue after
Him,
we begin to pursue after His will. In everything we want to seek after His will. And this is a good thing. But the God's will that is referred in Colossians, it is not referred to the small matters in our daily life.
乃是给我们看见那个神那个那一个中心旨意。
It shows us what is the center of God's will.
好像我们看见呢，这个许多事情都有神的旨意。
We see that in everything there is God's will.
但有一个旨意是那个中心。
But there is one which is central.
每一件事情都该和中心呢是连在一起。
Everything should be connected to the central will.
我们可以说这个旨意乃是那个中心的旨意。
Therefore, we refer to this as God's central will.
这个旨意也是永远的旨意。
And it's also God's eternal will.
为什么这是永远的呢？
Why is it eternal?
这个旨意乃是神在创立世界以前就已经定位好了。
Because He has established in the before the creation of the world.
他里头有个心意。
God has the will.
他要做一件事。
He wants to do something.
他要完成一个事业。
He will accomplish a work.
为了做一件，为了他自己所想的这件事。
And for the thing that is on his mind.
当然，这是他所喜欢的。
Of course, it's his desire.
他有一个很伟大的计划。
He has a great plan.
然后他就怎样？他就创造宇宙万有。
And then he created a universe.
然后莫老师也把人这儿造出来了。
At the end, he also created man.
那么也在地上做形形色色、许许多多的事情。
He has also done many works.
每一件事都是那个根据那个神的计划。
And everything is based upon this plan.
而这个计划呢，那就叫他的旨意能够得到实现出来。
And this plan will accomplish His will.
让他旨意能得到成就。
And so that His will can be manifested.
所以这个旨意乃是永远的旨意。
And this is God's eternal will.
在现在创立自己以前呢，就有这个旨意。
And it was there before the creation of the world.
乃是到这世界末了的时候。
And at the end of this world,
那这个职业才成全，才完全的能实现出来的。
And then this world can be fully accomplished.
所以你看见，这是一件很大的事情。
So you see that this is a magnificent thing.
这是一个从永远到永远的一件事。
It is from eternity to eternity.
那这个基督所讲的职业就是这个在永远的职业。
And this is the God's word indicated in the Bible.
那这个职业是不改变的。
This will not pass.
神在创立自己以前要提醒他之后。
Because he has set his mind in the creation of the world.
经过多少的年日。
No matter how much time.
无论经过多少的挫折。
No matter how much problems.
无论经过多少的拦阻。
No matter how many obstacles that is in the way.
神的旨意，神还是一直向前行。
God continues to press forward.
那么，等到有一天的时候，
until one day,
他的旨意在成全了。
His will will be revealed.
他的旨意在浮现出来了。
His will will be revealed.
那是他最喜乐的日子。
And that is the most joyful day.
是他最满足的最满足的时候。
It is the day that will fully satisfy his heart.
那时候是什么时候呢？
And when would that time be?
以弗所书第一章就告诉我们说。
Ephesians chapter 1 tells us.
那个时候就是日期满足的时候。
And that is the fullness of time.
那你什么时候日期满足呢？
When is the fullness of time?
这个我不知道。
We do not know.
那只有父知道。
Only the Father knows.
什么时候日期满足了？
Whenever the time is full.
神的旨意就成全了。
His will will be accomplished.
那是他最喜乐。
And that is the most joyful time.
也最满足的时候。
And he shall be fully satisfied.
在启示录末了的时候。启示录末了时候。
At the end of the Revelation, book of Revelation.
看见在那个新耶路撒冷浮现出来的时候。
We see the new appearance of the new Jerusalem.
天上就在大声的呼喊。
And there's a great shout in heaven.
整个宇宙万有都在称颂在赞美。
And the whole universe is praising.
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
神的旨意成全了。
God's will is accomplished.
神的旨意在浮现出来了。
We have seen the will of God.
不要说是神心里的喜乐满足。
Not only God will be fully satisfied.
整个宇宙万有都充满了赞美。
The whole universe will be full of praise.
看见我们神实在是伟大的神。
Because we shall see how great our God is.
实在是智慧的神。
How we shall see His wisdom.
经过这么长久的年代。
After so much time.
经过那么多的难处。
After all these difficulties.
到最末了说神的旨意成全了。
At the end, we shall see His will is accomplished.
那不但这样。
Not only that,
并且那个神的旨意在出现出来的时候。
When we see His will.Revealed to us,
是那样的美丽，
it is so beautiful,
那样的伟大，
it is so grand,
是那样的完全，
and it's so powerful.
看见的时候，那没有所有一切受造主都要赞美。
And when we see it, all the creation shall praise.
那就是新耶路撒冷的光景。
And that is the condition of New Jerusalem.
我就把这个先给弟兄姊妹说了。
And I just described to you right now.
当你看见新耶路撒冷浮现出来的时候。
When you see the appearance of the New Jerusalem.
当然我们不过借着圣经所写的给我们看一点就是了。
And we can only understand based on the writing in the Bible.
那座城。
And that city.
那叫做圣城。
That is the holy city.
什么叫圣城呢？
What is the holy city?
那就是不是普通的。
This is not an ordinary city.
那是特别的。
But it's a very special city.
是神从所有一切事物当中就分别出来一座城。
It's a city that God has sanctified from all things.
那不但这样，并且这一座城是完全是为着神的。
And this is also a city that is holy for the Lord.
为着神的喜乐。
For his enjoyment.
为着神的满足。
And for his satisfaction.
也为着彰显神的荣耀。
And it's there.To manifest his glory. So this city is called the holy city.
又叫做荣耀的城。
It's also called the city of glory.
因为神的荣耀借着这一座城完全的在彰显出来了。
Because God's glory can be fully manifested.
神的荣耀充满这座城的里面。
God's glory shall fill the city.
也从这城里彰显出来。
It will also be manifested.
表现出来。
And the example of
God. 所以当整个宇宙万有看见神的荣耀的时候。
So when the whole universe sees the city.
所以都在称颂着赞美神。
Everyone shall praise.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
当神的旨意出现出来，就是那样的光景。
When we see God's will, this is the condition of
the world. 以后我们还要讲到这件事。
And later on, we shall still talk about this.
我来提到这里。
Right now, I just mentioned a little bit.
弟兄姊妹看见。
So I wanted to show you that the God's will in the book of Colossians is a great thing.
也是这样一个荣耀的一件事。
It's a great glorious thing.
所以这件事情那是需要我们好好注意它。
We need to pay close attention to this.
实在说来。
In reality.
不仅是哥罗西书讲到神永远的旨意。
Not only the book of Colossians talk about God's eternal will.
全本的圣经啊，都是说到这一件事。
The entire Bible refers to God's eternal will.
说了无数的你都被开启了。
If our inner eyes are open,
我们认识到神永远的旨意。
And we know His eternal will.
等到我们再读圣经的时候啊
，Then we come back to read the Bible.
又看见这一本圣经打开了。
You will see the whole Bible.
每一卷书都打开了。
Every book shall be opened.
神永远的旨意就好像你把这个 master key 一样。
And God's eternal will is like a master key to the Bible.
他把每一个门都能打开的。
He can open every door.
是啊，这个门的锁都不一样。
Even though every door has different locks.
但是这个钥匙啊，他把这个门的这那个每一个门都能打开的。
But with this master key, you are able to open every door.
所以我只是盼望你们都拿到这一把钥匙。
And I hope each and every one of you can have this master key.
等到我们弟兄姊妹再读圣经的时候了。
So when you read the Bible again,
我看自己怎么一把就打开了。
You read Genesis and with the key you shall open the book.
一把也打开了。
When you read Exodus and you use this key, you can open the book.
利未记不大好读的。
You say Leviticus is a difficult one.
用这把钥匙一打也打开了。
But you try this key and you shall also open
the book. 你若是能用这把钥匙，这是万能的钥匙了。
This is a master key.
全本圣经都打开。
You can open every book in the Bible.
何等重要的一件事。
This is so very important.
神永远的旨意。
God's eternal will.
神就把它写在圣经里面。
God has placed them in the Bible.
借着各种方法。
Use all kinds of means.
借着各种的比喻。
Use all kinds of illustrations.
把他的旨意藏在这个圣经。
He has hide his will in the Bible.
虽然神是这样的把他旨意上写出来了。
Even though God has put His will in the Bible,
但是对于人来说呢，还是一件隐藏的事。
But for men, it is still a hidden thing.
那这把钥匙，你若是不找的话，就会找不到的。
If you do not look for this key, then you will not understand.
你就找的话，也不大容易找到。
Even when you try to look for God's will, you cannot find it.
蒙神的怜悯。
Only by His mercy.
那么他开启我们的眼睛。
He will open our eyes.
他来告诉我们钥匙是什么。
He will tell us what is the key.
那我们才看见。
Then we will see.
我们才能找到了。
Then we can find.
所以不在于人的努力。
It is not by men's effort.
也不在于人的奔跑。
It is not by men's running.
在于神的怜悯。
But it's by His mercy.
亲爱的兄弟们，
有
好多人蒙恩得救。
Many people are saved.
但是不晓得神的心。
But they do not know God's will.
到底神在做什么事情？
What does God want to accomplish?
他为什么在创造宇宙万？
Why did God create the universe?
他为什么在历史里做了这么多的事？
Why has He done so many things throughout the ages?
他为什么在创造把人创造出来？
Why does He want to create man?
创造人干什么？
Why does He want to create
man? 为什么这个当人失败堕落之后？
And why is it after the fallen of man?
是要花那么多的功夫。
That he shall spend such great amount of effort
那么大的代价
and pay such great price
来差遣了儿子甚至差遣了儿子到地上来
and even send down his son
来完成救赎的工作
in order to finish the work of salvation
要把这些人挽回过来
in order to bring the man to people back to him
我们这时候已经蒙恩得救了
and as for all the people who are saved
我们罪得到赦免
our sins have been forgiven
我们听到神的儿女
and we are the children of God
神就我们这时候干什么
And what does he want to say?
使我们聚在一起，要成一个教会。
And to gather us to form a church.
为什么要有教会？
Why do we? What does he want to do?
为什么要有这许多事？
Why does he want to be part of us?
在教会的还有这么多的服事。
And in the church we have so many different things.
我们还要读圣经。
We have to read the Bible.
我们还要祷告。
We have to pray.
我们还要唱诗。
We have to sing.
我们还要赞美。
We have to praise.
我们还要聚会。
We have to have meetings.
这许多是干什么？
What's all this for?
为什么做这许多事情？
Why does he want to do that?
难道就是一个传统的仪式吗？
Are these just traditional?
从前人这样做，那今天我们也就这样做。
In the past, people do it this way, so today we have to.
到底是为了什么缘故？
What reason is behind all this?
不要说是不懂的。
Not only the people of this world cannot understand.
好多时候，神的儿女们也不明白。
Many times, the children of God do not understand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。是等到有一个时候
啊，主
开启了我们眼睛，
给
我看见了他永远的旨意，给我看见他所做的一切的工作，都是为了一件事，叫他永远的旨意能够在这成全。
It is to accomplish his eternal will.
能够在实践出来。
It is to make his will a reality in us.
那这是那个上帝工作目的。
This is the purpose of his work.
那为什么我们需要认识上帝永远的旨意呢？
Why do we need to know God's eternal will?
我们就糊里糊涂的不也是很好吗？
We should, isn't it better that we can live without all these knowledge?
糊涂呢没有烦恼啊。
And because without knowledge, we will not have to worry.
所以我们就糊涂一点好了。
And so let us just not to know too much.
你叫我们祷告，我们就祷告。
If you want us to pray, we pray.
叫我们聚会，我们就来聚会。
If you want us to come to meeting, we come.
太忙了，我们就不来了。
If I'm too busy, I will not come.
那我们何必多此一举？
And why do we have to be bothered with that?
因为不仅是神喜欢我们明白他的心意。
Francis, God delights for us to know His will.
就好像一个老父亲一样，很喜欢他的孩子们知道他的心意。
Just like an old elderly father who desires for all his children to know Him.
也是我们里头所需要。
And this is also what we need in our heart.
我们就蒙恩得救了。
We have been saved.
那这里生命在我们里面。
And God's life is within us.
我们若是不懂得神心意的话
，If we do not understand His will，
我们总是觉得里头有的缺。
We always thought there is a lacking within our heart.
我总是觉得里头有个问题。
We always have a question.
很可能我们到一个时候啊
，Maybe to a point.
那我们就过不去了。
We cannot overcome.
我为什么做基督徒
？Why should I be?
我为什么做这些事情
？Why should I do all these?
我为什么活在地上
？Why should I live in this
world? 我为什么过这些生活
？Why do I have to live my life this way?
我们不能解答这个问题。
We cannot answer all these.
我们里头就感觉到里头有一个问题在里面。
We begin to find we have a question. 如果是
能不能解决的话
，If you cannot resolve the question,
我们里头就不能够得到。
We cannot have rest.
所以在我们里头也有一个要求。
And there's also a request from our heart.
使我们能够明白这里。
That one wanting us to know God's will.
有一天我们明白了这里。
One day we know His will.
我们懂得了这里意思。
And we know what He wants.
就我们整个的生活都安息下来。
Then our whole life will be.
我们整个的侍奉都安息下来。
Our ministry will be.
我们不是爱是劳苦担重的人。
We will not be people who do work and
work.
We will find.
我们这个人得了释放。
Our whole being shall be renewed.
我知道我活在地上为了什么缘。
I know why I live on this earth.
我知道我侍奉是为了什么。
I know the purpose of my.
我知道我做基督徒是为了什么。
I know why I am a Christian.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不仅是我们是有方向的人。
Not only will be people with goals.
并且我们也知道怎样的朝着方向而去。
We will also be people who knows how to run toward the goal. We know His will.
我们里头的满足感。
Our heart will be satisfied.
所以，虽然这里话语弟兄姊妹听得比较深一点。
These words may be too deep for you.
比较难一点。
Maybe a little bit difficult.
但是对我们是非常重要的一件事。
But these are all very important.
今天也许我们还不知道。
Maybe today we do not yet understand.
但是我们把这些存在心里头。
But keep these in our
heart. 等到了一个关头。
At a key point.
我们都实在需要知道的时候。
When we truly need to know.
你再回头来读哥罗西书。
You can come back and read Colossians.
这卷书里头就给我们看。
From this book, you will understand.
有找到那个答案。
And you will find the answer.
这个问题就解决了。
And your question shall be answered.
所以你看见哥罗西弟兄们虽然已经蒙恩得救了。
So we see that even though the brand sisters in Colossians have been saved.
他们的属灵光景还不错。
Their spiritual conditions are very good.
有信心，有爱心，有盼望。
They have faith, they have love, and they have hope.
因此，在这些事上都有表现，都有结果。
In all these things, they have fruit.
也是一面是叫人心里头感觉满足的一件事。
And this can satisfy a man's heart.
但另外一方面呢，也是叫人感觉担心的一件事。
Yet on the other hand, we also worry.
你说，若是我们属灵光景不好的话呢
？You know that if our spiritual condition is not good.
撒旦魔鬼就把我们摆在一边，让我们去了。
And then Satan, will leave us alone.
若是你属灵光景好一点的话呢
？But if your spiritual condition is good.
你有点爱主的话呢
？You have some desire for the Lord.
千方百计来捣乱。
Then you see the Satan began to work.
所以一个爱主的弟兄姊妹已经一面是叫我们得到安慰了。
So for a brother sister who loves the Lord, it can truly comfort our heart.
一面也是叫我们觉得担忧的。
Yeah, on the other hand, we also worry for them.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brother sister.
不要以为说你们有些爱主那这些其他有些弟兄姊妹他们就很高兴了。
Do not think that because you love the Lord,this will comfort the elder brothers and sisters.
一面是道歉。
On one hand, we do rejoice.
一面呢，心里也担心。
On the other hand, our heart worries.
所以呀，为什么要彼此代祷呢
？That's why we need to pray for one another.
心里担心。
And because we worry for each other.
主，保守我们。
May God protect us.
那求主在引导我们。
May He lead us.
求主使我们走在正路上面。
May He guide us on His way.
求我们主不让我们中了错的轨迹。
But we shall not be in the trap of Satan.
这是基督教会也有这样难处。
And the church of Colossae also have the same problem.
他们很向导主。
On one hand, their heart is for the Lord.
以巴弗也这样做了很美好的工作。
And Epaphras has done great work there.
他们也都受了属灵的教导。
They have all been taught right.
但另外一方面，他们中间也有难处。
Yeah, on the other hand, they also have problems among them.
仇敌叫许许多多的难处带到他们中间。
Satan has brought many different problems.
那么这些难处怎么解决呢？
And how do you resolve these problems?
到那时候，以巴弗也没有办法了。
At the point that Epaphras is without wit. Therefore, he says, I need to go look for Paul. Because they had been saved by the preaching of the gospel of Paul. So from Colossae, he went to Rome to look for Paul.
那找到不容易的。
It was a difficult journey.
不晓得关在什么地方。
Because he didn't know where Paul was kept.
好多功夫，他才找到保罗了。
And after great effort, he found Paul.
那就把哥罗西教会的情形告诉了他。
And he told Paul all the problems in the church of Colossae.
哥罗西教会怎样的对保罗的爱心关切来告诉了保罗。
He also told Paul how all the brothers and sisters care and love for him.
也把哥罗西的教会的所遇见难处告诉了保罗。
And also all the problems that they have.
这些难处他们没有办法解决。
And that they cannot resolve these problems.
为这个缘故，保罗就写了一件哥罗西。
For this reason, Paul wrote this epistle.
当然，有圣灵在感动他写的。
Of course, the Holy Spirit had moved him to write this.
写这卷书的时候。
When he wrote this letter,
和我们平常做法不一样。
It is different than our writing.
平常的做法呢，就是我们知道这些难处之后。
And normally when we know of some problems,
那我们就讲，我们就针对着难处来讲许多的话。
Then we will pinpoint the problem and write many things accordingly.
这个难处怎样不对，怎样不对，怎样不对。
We will say how wrong these problems are.
该怎样的解决，该怎样的教导，该怎样的讲话，这个难处才能得到解决。
And you need to deal with this way, you need to teach this way, you need to do this way.
那就保罗不是这样。
But Paul is different.
他把神的心意在祷告。
He told them of God's will.
神的心意是什么？
He told them what is God's will.
才能达到那个才能成全神的心意。
And how they can accomplish God's will.
那条路也在告诉他们。
He told them the way.
弟兄姊妹，当他们认识了神的心意。
When they know God's way,
也看见了这条路的时候，
when they also see this way,
自然而然那些虚假东西都从中间脱掉。
And naturally, all the falsehood will be laid aside.
仇敌的诡计是千方百计的。
You know the Satan has many, many ways.
在这个人上就这样做事。
And he will do things differently.
他在这个人身上就那样欺骗他。
And he will deceive each one differently.
还有这样的方法。
He has many ways.
你若是应付这些难处的话呢？
If you want to just deal with it,
那么就叫你应付不过来。
Then you are also out of.
你天天都解决难处。
If you just spend all your day dealing with problems, you cannot deal with the problem. So Paul did one thing. He teaches them the will of God. He wants them to see the will of God. And we also want them to know how God's will is accomplished. After they have seen the truth, all the falsehood will pass away.
他们看见了神的，那谁是要得到呢？
They have seen what God is after.
那仇敌所有的欺骗也都消失掉。
And all the deception from Satan shall pass away.
哥罗西书。
And this is the letter of Colossians.
在头一章里头，他就讲到，他开头的时候。
In the beginning.
他就告诉我们说。
He told us.
当他听见了那哥罗西的教会的情形。
When he heard of the conditions of the church of Colossae.
为他们感谢神。
He thanked the Lord for them.
另外一方面，为他们不住的祷告。
On the other hand, he continued to pray for them.
求主把智慧赐给他们。
And that God will add wisdom.
也求主把属灵悟性赐给他们。
And spiritual understanding.
要他们满心知道真理。
So that they had the full knowledge of Christ.
啊，只为他们祷告一件事。
He only prayed for one thing.
让他们知道真理。
That they will know the will of God.
求主解决他们难处。
He didn't pray that God will solve their problems.
怕他们从这难处里过来。
That God will lead them out of this problem.
是求主开他们眼睛。
But he prayed that God will open their eyes.
看见神的心意。
That they will see the will of God.
认识神的旨意是什么。
And know God's will.
这是保罗不住的祷告。
And this is what he prayed continuously.
让他安心知道真理。
So they have the full knowledge.
当他们真认识到圣经之后
when they truly know God,
他们就知道怎样的行事为人能够得到基督。
They will know how to live.
也知道怎样的能讨主的喜欢。
They can also know how to be pleasing to the Lord.
一切善善都结果子。
And they can bear fruit in everything.
使他们一天过一天，越过越多的认识神。
And day by day, they will have greater understanding of the Lord.
换句话讲，不是道理。
This is not a doctrine.
那不是一种教训。
This is not a teaching.
那是非常实际的。
But it's very real.
你看见了神的旨意。
When you see the will of God,
在你身上就有结果。
Then you shall bear fruit.
在你身上就有一个果效。
And then it will have results.
不是听了一篇道，光进头脑里头。
It is not just to listen to a sermon and enter into your mind.
太好太好了。
And you applaud the Lord.
不是说知道好不好的问题。
It is not a matter of
在你生活的产生了什么果效。
But it's a question of whether you can do
it. 有没有影响的力量？
Does it have any impact in
your life? 你有没有在改变？
Have you changed?
弟兄姊妹，这才是神说话的一个结果。
My sister, this is the result of God's will.
他把他的心意启示给我们。
He has revealed his will to us.
那这个看见，这一个真实的认识，
让
身上就产生出，自然而然就产生出一个反应来了。
Naturally, we'll have effect.
有一种果效产生出来。
And we will see the result.
所以我们是不是真实认识了这心意？
So whether or not we have a true knowledge,
听见了，懂得了。
Doesn't matter if you have heard or understood.
埋在你身上有没有反应？
But it matters whether or not
有没有果效？生活有没有改变？
Has his life changed?
侍奉有没有和从前不一样？
Has his service been different than before?
亲爱的兄弟们，
帮助神
是何等重要的一件事。
This is so important.
那什么是神的旨意呢？
So what is God's will?
那么在二十六二十七节告诉我们。
And verse 26 and 27 tells us.
他说这是一个奥秘。
But this is a great mystery.
是一个隐藏的一件事情。
It is something that has been hidden.
赞美主啊！
帮助
神引导主耶稣基督救赎。
Because the salvation of Jesus Christ, and because God loves us,
把这隐藏的奥秘在那揭开了。
He has opened this mystery to us.
把它显露出来了。
He has revealed the mystery to us.
把它启示出来了。
And he has shown us the mystery.
让我们知道。
So that we all know.
让我们看见。
We all can see.
这个奥秘在外邦人中间有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And that this mystery we can see that the Gentile, the glorious riches of this mystery.
当然，那个奥秘不光是为了外邦人的。
Of course, this mystery is not just for the Gentiles.
这个奥秘也是为着犹太人。
It is also for the Jews.
为了所有的人。
It is for all men.
保罗特别提到外邦人，因为他是外邦人的使徒。
And Paul mentioned about Gentile because he's an apostle for the Gentiles.
一方面。
This is one.
另外一方面呢，犹太人总以为说他们是犹太人，他们有权利。
On the other hand, the Jews always thought that since they're Jews, they have the
privilege.
That the gospel is for them.
于是是专给他们的。
The revelation is for them only.
他是神灵不偏待人。
The God does not show favoritism.
不仅为了犹太人，也是为了外邦人。
Therefore, Paul said it's not only for the Jews, but also for Gentiles.
何等丰盛的荣耀。
We see that this mystery embodies the riches of fullness. And we see.
就是基督在你们里面称了荣耀的盼望。
We see that this mystery is that Christ in you the hope of glory. This is a great thing.
他开头给我们看见基督是怎样一位。
In the beginning, he showed what Christ.
一直讲到主耶稣怎样创造宇宙万有。
He talked about he created the universe.
万有都是在他里面造的。
The universe is created in him. And created
for him. 也是为了他造的。
It is also created for him.
他是在万有之先。
He is before
the creation. 万有也是靠他而立。
And the universe is started according to him.
他怎样是在新造里头，他怎样是元首。
He also showed us how he is the head of the all creation. And how he was raised from the dead.
所有丰富都在他里面。
That all the fullness of God is embodied in him. This is our Christ.
他是这样有伟大。
He is so great.
他是这样有荣耀。
He is full of glory.
他是这样有丰富的一位。
And he is a rich one.
今天这位主耶稣也在我们里面。
Today this Christ is
in us. 因为我们相信接受主的缘故。
Because we believe in him and accepted him.
进入我们里面。
He also enters inside.
就在我们里面。
And in us.
在我们灵的里面。
He shall dwell in us.
亲爱的兄姊妹。好，在我们灵，在我们里面。
When he is in us.
那一位主耶稣就是神的荣耀。
And that's Christ Jesus.
他就把得到彰显出来了。
And he has made us.
所以主耶稣在我们里面。
So Christ in us.
乃是有神的荣耀。
It's God's glory.
把神大彰显出来了。
He manifested.
让我们不仅认识到神。
So we can know God.
也让我们看见，让我们摸到了他。
We can also.
让我们能够接触到他。
And we can
让我们能和他连在一起。
We can be united.
弟兄姊妹，那是个神的荣耀。
但是这不是神的荣耀，
他不仅说是个荣耀。
He so this is not only a glory.
说是个荣耀什么？
荣耀的什么？
盼望。
But this is also the hope of glory.
说到荣耀的盼望。
And this talks about the
glory. 那说这个荣耀要从我们里头荣耀出来。
And this glory shall be shown forth.
他不仅在我们里面。
It is not only in us.
他要从我里面出来。
So it will be filled
from
us. It will fill our thoughts.
充满在我意志里面。
It will fill our will.
充满在我们情感里面。
And it will fill in our emotions.
充满在我全人里面。
It will fill our entire being.
到了有一天之后。
Until one day.
主耶稣来的时候。
When Jesus comes.
到哪一天这个荣耀。
And that day.
要从我们整个身体上都透露出来了。
And this hope, this glory shall be revealed totally.
那这就是帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章告诉第一章第十节告诉我们的。
This is what Second Thessalonians tells us.
然后主耶稣再来的时候。
When Christ comes.
他要在我们身上得了荣耀。
He shall gain glory from us.
神的荣耀从我们身体上再彰显出来了。
His glory shall be shown forth through us.
我们这个卑贱的身体。
Lowly body.
成了一个荣耀的身体。
Will be transformed into a glory.
我们这一个被朽坏的身体。
This corrupted body.
就变成一个不朽坏的身体。
I'm sorry, this perishable body will become imperishable.
我们这个必死的身体。
And this dying body.
就变成一个不死的身体。
Will become an undying one.
属土属物质的身体。
And this body that belongs to earth.
就变成了一个属灵的身体。
Will become a spiritual one.
神的荣耀从我们身体的透露出来了。
God's glory shall be full.
到那一天的时候。
On that day.
在所有信人都感觉稀奇。
And all the believers will be amazed.
你看见我的时候，好稀奇啊！
When you look at me, you'll be amazed.
怎么会有这么荣耀啊？
And what a glory! By the way, you're so full of glory.
脸上的皱纹到哪里去了？
What happened to your wrinkles?
那些斑点到什么地方去了？
What happened to the spots?
这些东西通通都没有了。
All these are gone.
是这么荣耀。
You have such glory.
你看见我的时候，你觉得好稀奇啊！
You will marvel when you see me.
我们已经看你老的不得样了，不像样子了。
Right now.You see me, I am old. But all of a sudden, I will become perfect.
那我看你说，我也看你好稀奇啊。
When I see you, it will be the same.
什么？那个人完全变了。
And why you're totally?
不要说你的性格改变了。
Not only your nature has changed.
你的身体都改变了。
Your physical body.
原来长得不太好看的。
And before you don't look.
现在这么美丽啊。
But now you're so beautiful.
好啊。
You're so wonderful.
哎呀，那是我们都。
At that time, we were all marvelous.
现在弟兄的主的荣耀显出来了。
My sister, the glory of
God. 那到底什么样子呢？
And what would be the condition?
那不像主耶稣在变化山上一样。
You will be like Jesus Christ on the mountain.
你就让主耶稣上这个山的时候。
When Jesus went up to the mountain.
实在是一个是那样子多受患难、长受痛苦、多经患难的一个人。
He is a person who has continued.Who has suffered so much?
他这个没有家庭美容。
He doesn't have beautiful face.
我们看见时候，我们也不羡慕他。
When we see him, we do not envy.
特别当他爬那山的时候。
Especially when he was climbing the mountain.
一边走一边在喘气。
When he was climbing, he was out of breath.
七上各地步啊。
He was tired.
好像身体力量都来不及了。
He seems that he is out of strength.
哎呀，我说主耶稣真的老了。
We said, Oh Jesus, getting old.
你看他是这样疲倦。
You see how tired he was.
他是这样软弱。
He was so weak.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Sensitive.
等到了山上。
When he reached the mountaintop.
正在祷告的时候。
Just when he's praying.
忽然间变了形象。
All of a sudden he changed.
这个神的荣耀从他里头透露出来了。
God's glory is manifested through him.
从他整个身体上彰显出来了。
He has been revealed fully.
他们看见脸面好像太阳一样。
When the disciples see him, his face is
shining like
the sun.
发光。
Is shining like the sun.
身体就改变了。
His whole body changed.
从那个洁白的身体。
To a body of
他说，洁白。
A pure body.
好像地上漂浮着，没有漂到那儿白的。
His body is so white.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神的荣耀从他上照出来了。
His God's glory has shown.
比如这个荣耀照在整个山上面。
And this glory has shown the entire mountain.
那整个的山都充满了他的荣耀。
And God's glory filled the entire mountain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是将来的神的旨意。
This is God's will.
神的旨意。
God's
word, 那是要基督在我们里头成了荣耀的盼望。
Is that Christ shall be the glory?
所以弟兄姊妹，今天软弱一点不要紧。
Francis, don't worry when you are.
到那一天就没有软弱了。
Because when the day comes, we will not be.
到今天我们疲倦一点不要紧。
It's okay.
有一点疾病也不要紧的。到那里疾病也没有了，软弱也没有了，所有难处都过去了，神的荣耀从里头那儿透露出来了。
God's glory shall be fully.
我上次不是跟弟兄这边说过吗？
I have mentioned this
last time. 就好像一个棉花球一样。
Just like a cotton ball.
你把一点水摆在棉花球的中心呢。
You put a drop of water in the center of the cotton ball.
那个水就从里头一直透露，一直渗透，一直渗透，渗。然后之后啊
，and the water shall continue to permeate the entire cotton ball.
这个棉花球出了一个水球
吧 ？Until the point it is saturated with water.
亲爱的兄弟们，今天那一点水就在我们里面。
Today that little drop of water.
基督在我们里头成了荣耀的盼望。
Christ in us is the hope of glory.
这个荣耀从这儿也透露出来。
And this hope shall continue to
be revealed. 荣耀从里头渗透出来。
And it shall saturate.
荣耀从里头蔓延出来。
And it shall flow from us.
一直到了有一天。
Until one day,
我们整个身体都彰显出来。
Our whole body shall manifest Christ.
我完全像主耶稣。
We will be totally like Christ.
我的里面像主耶稣。
Not only our inner heart,
整个的身体都和他荣耀的身体相似。
So even our body will be like His glorious body.
你说这边这是真理。
One sister, this is the will of God.This is the word that
we want to accomplish.
Not only that we will manifest
our glory,
but when this glory is shown through the
universe,
and all the universe shall reflect His
glory,
and they all manifest God's glory.
When
this is His glory, this is His glory. This is what He wants to accomplish. Today it is not yet achieved.Even though it's not true,
在我们身上已经成了一个盼望。
But it's for us, it's a hope of God.
我们乃是有盼望，有指望的。
We are people with hope.
你这盼望和希望不一样。
Hope is different than expectation.
那希望呢，就是不一定得到的。
Expectation is something that you might not get.
盼望呢，一定会得到。
But hope is something you definitely receive.
然后有一天我跟 Alice 说，我要送你本圣经。
And one day I told Alice that I will give you a Bible.
那么他就在等。
And so she's waiting.
当时没有得到这本圣经啊。
At that time I didn't give it to her.
他有个盼望。
But she has a hope.
到有一天我爸爸总是给我一本圣经。
One day my dad will definitely give me a Bible.
因为他已经说了。
Because he said.
他是信实的。
He is faithful.
他说话是算数的。
And whatever he said, it will come. Because he has a hope. And one day I will definitely get a Bible. And this is hope.
什么是希望呢？
What is expectation?
我希望我爸爸给我一本圣经。
I wish my dad would give me a Bible.
我的圣经已经破了。
My Bible is broken.
我真是希望爸爸给我一本。
I truly wish that my dad would give me a Bible.
我希望的很恳切。
Even though the wish can be very earnest.
但是也不容易得到，也不一定得到。
But it is still not definite that she will get a Bible. Because it is just your will.
可以给我可以给可以不给的。
And I can either give it to her or not.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And sisters.
不是荣耀的希望。
It is not a glorious hope.
那是荣耀的盼望。
But it's a glorious hope.
那就这个荣耀一定会荣耀出来的。
And definitely this will be glorious.
一定会彰显出来的。
The glory will definitely be manifested.
虽然世界会有
三
段。
The time difference.
也不晓得要经过多少的挫折。
We don't know how much difficulty
it is.
But one day we
shall see.
Because our God is
faithful.
He has said his
word.
He also recorded his word. He has set a
covenant
with us. And by the blood which was shed by his son, he has made a seal on
us.
亲爱的
弟兄姊妹，所以这场儿子已经
Through his son, he has also accomplished his salvation. So at the appointed time, this glory shall definitely come through from us. That we have assurance of his hope. We know of his hope. And we will not be ashamed of
his
hope. We will not be disappointed. No matter how weak you are, no matter how your life is without him, but God has done. He has done. He also placed Christ in you. He is the hope of glory. And one day this hope shall be revealed to us. A whole being will be changed. We will be like Jesus Christ. And we will be in his
place.
And sister, this is God's will.
那么第二章就说到神的心是怎么实现出来的。
Chapter 2 tells us how God's will has been fulfilled in real life.
神既然有这样的经过这个美好的心意。
Since he has such beautiful will.
我们既然有这样的荣耀的盼望。
And we have this hope of glory.
那我们应该怎样的努力？
Then how should we do
it?
How should we be doing
it? We need to be doing it.
And how should we live? We would use this means or that way. And this is the reason there are so many different denominations. They thought of many different ways. They want to please
God.
To please his heart.
有的人苦修自己。
And some people work very hard with their
body. 有的人苦待自己，苦待自己身体。
And some people bless their body.
有的人在遵循律法。
And some people just be obedient to the law.
还做。
They do things this way or that way.
不要说不信主的人。
Not only the people who believe in the law.
就是连自己儿女们都是这样。
Even the believers.
想着极度的方法。
We thought of many ways.
极度的功效。
We saw many regulations and many rules.
盼望这个世界能够朝神的计划。
Hope that all these can please the Lord.
叫神的旨意能够得到实现。
And we hope that by these that God's will can be realized.
亲爱的兄弟
们，
我们心是好的。
Our desire is good.
但是我们不认识神的。
But we do not know His will.
神的心意是主耶稣基督。
God's will rests upon Jesus Christ.
成全神心的也是主耶稣。
And the only one that can accomplish is Jesus Christ.
怎么让神的心意实现在我们身上呢？
How can we allow God's will to be realized in us?
主耶稣。
It is only Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说：“我就是道路。”
Therefore, Jesus said, "I am the way."
我是真理。
I am the truth.
我是生命。
I am the life.
不要去想办法。
Do not think of any other
way. 我需要你在做什么事？
No need to do anything.
你需要打吃这个主耶稣基督。
You just need to take in Christ.
亲爱的兄弟们。神的
旨意就实现在我们
身上。神的奥秘就是基督。
God's mystery is Christ.
神所有的计划都在主耶稣身上。
God's entire plan rests in Jesus.
神所有的工作都是借着主耶稣成就。
And all His work is done through Christ.
不是说救赎打做粮。
It doesn't say that Jesus has accomplished.
让我们来成就，让需要我们来做。
And then when it's realized in us, we need to do it.
都不需要我们做的。
We didn't need to do
that.
Justification is God. Sanctification is God. And glorification is also through God. God's mystery is Christ. God's wisdom is all hidden in Christ. And what is knowledge? Knowledge means He knows us. Jesus knows us.
他不仅知道我的外面的表现。
He not only knows our outward appearance. He also knows our inner part.
我们的计划意念。
Even knows our thoughts.
基督的面都是处敞开的。
Everything is open.
他知道我们。
He knows us.
他知道所有一切事他都知道。
He knows everything.
因为神一切的知识都在他里面。
Because all God's knowledge is within him.
他不仅是知道。
He not only knows.
并且他也能够满足。
He can also
solve. 也能解决。
He can also resolve.
他就有智慧的。
He because he has wisdom.
他就是神的智慧。
He is God's
wisdom. 哦，弟兄姊妹，神是何等的智慧的神呐！
One sister, all God is the one.
我们看见那个创造宇宙万有。
Just look at the universe that
He created. 不必从大的看。
We don't need to see
from
great.
你从小的点东西来看。
From a small thing.
你在低头在敬拜。
You will bow your head.
你是智慧的神。
God, you're the God of wisdom.
你所造的太奇妙了。
The things that you have created are so wonderful.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神所有智慧都在主耶稣基督里。
All God's wisdom is resting in Christ.
主耶稣就是神的智慧。
Jesus is God's wisdom.
他不仅是知道我们的光景。
So He not only knows our condition.
他也知道怎样来满足我们。
He also knows how to satisfy.
怎样来供应我们。
How to supply.
怎样来扶持我们。
How to support.
怎样来带领我们。
And how to guide.
怎样来解决我们难处。
He knows how to resolve
our problems. 怎样来做工在我们身上。
And how to work
on it. 他都知道。
He knows all.
因为他就神的智慧就在于他。
Because He is the wisdom of God.
他不仅知道我们。
He not only knows us,
他也知道怎样让神的旨意成就在我们身上。
He also knows how to let God's will to be realized in us.
一切都在于主耶稣。
Everything is Christ.
不要我们自己用聪明，我们费我们脑筋了，伤脑筋了。
We don't need to use our own brain.
你也不要想办法了。
You don't need to think of ways.
你要看见神，基督神的奥秘。
You just need to know that Christ is the mystery of God.
所有智慧的知识都藏在他里。
And all the wisdom and knowledge of God rest in Christ.
那我们该有什么态度呢？
So what kind of attitude should we have?
那我们既然看见了这一件事，
Since we have realized it,
那我们就要接受主耶稣，头一件就接受主耶稣。
The first thing is to accept Christ.
你若是没有接受主耶稣的话，
If you have not yet received him,
主耶稣是对你是客观的。
And then to you, Jesus is subjective.
那么
objective.
虽然他是那么有智慧。
Even though he's full of wisdom,
但他也没办法帮助你。
Yet he cannot help you.
因为他对你是客观的。
Because he is objective to you.
你必须要接受主耶稣。
Therefore, you must receive him.
主耶稣接受到我们里面来。
And take him in.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
就活在主耶稣基督里。
Live in Christ.
那我们既然接受了他。
Since we have accepted
him, 我们知道神本性一切的丰富都在他里面。
We know the fullness of God's nature is in him.
我们也知道他已经成功了一切。
We also know that he has achieved something.
说你只要活在主耶稣基督里。
So all you have to do is live in God.
在他里面生根。
Take root in him.
在他们里立基。
And take foundation.
生根了就吸取他的丰富。
Take root means you need to draw nutrients from him because he's so abundant.
样样都齐备。
He is full of everything.
你所我们所需要一切，在他里都有。
Everything that you need, he has.
他是缺乏时候的什么？预备，没有依靠时候的什么？扶持是不是？无穷喜乐的是吧？也是吧？不需要别的喜乐。这个诗歌大家都会都大家都是很宝贵。
He is everything to us.
但那个太丰富。
And because he is
so abundant. 样样都齐备了。
He is equipped with everything.
吸取主
耶稣。One sister, take
it. 你缺少智慧吗？
If you're lacking wisdom.
吸取主耶稣基督。
Come, take it.
你缺少能力吗？
If you're lacking
strength.
Come, take it from Christ.
你缺少温柔吗？
If you're lacking gentleness,
来吸取主耶稣基督。
Take it from the Lord.
你缺少忍耐吗？
If you're
lacking endurance,
come take it from him.
在他里面样样都有。
Because within him we have everything.
神本性一切的丰富。
And all the fullness of God's nature.
都有形有体的在主耶稣基督。
Is fully embodied in Christ.
生根在主耶稣里面。
Take root in him.
就像植物一样生在他里头。
Just like the plants, they,
你不要以为你的种子太小了。
Do not think that you have a small
seed. 那你不会啊，结出一个大的番茄来的。
And the small seed can bear fruit of a great tomato.
你好了，你就生根在土壤里头。
All you have to do is take root in the dirt.
吸收土壤里面的丰富。
And take all the nutrients.
自然而然发芽长叶。
And naturally it
will. 开花结果。
It will grow.
到末了结出大番茄来。
At the end, you will have fruit.
生根在主耶稣。
Take root in Jesus Christ.
立基就依靠他。
Take foundation means to rely on.
把我们的根基摆在他的身上。
Place our foundation in Him.
依靠主耶稣。
And rely upon Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们该有的态度。
But sister, this is the attitude that we should have.
要照着主耶稣基督。
And secondly, to live according to Him.
要照着主耶稣基督。
According to Christ,
他把所有的工作都已经完成了。
He has accomplished all work.
只要跟主耶稣基督。
All you have to do is according to
Him. 每一件功夫都在主耶稣基督里面。
All the riches of God is within Him.
我们要根据主耶稣活的。
So we live according to Christ.
不要活在我们所世界里头。
Do not live according to ourselves.
活在主耶稣所世界里面。
But live according to Christ.
我们总是有限的。
We are limited.
只有主耶稣是无限的。
But He is unlimited.
我们常常会改变。
We always change.
只有他是永不改变的。
But He will never change.
所以我们照着主耶稣活的。
Therefore live according to Christ.
根据他的活的。根据他而活。
Live according to Him.
他既把一切的丰富都给了我们。
And He has given us all His riches. Live according to
Him. 根据他活的。
Live according to Him.
当他死的时候。
When He died.
我们和他一同死了。
We are died in Him.
不要，但是我看我还蛮活的嘛。
Do not look at yourself and think that you're still living.
你要根据主耶稣所做的。
But you need to live according to Him.
主耶稣死的时候，我们也和他一同死了。
When He died, we also died with Him.
那既然这样，我就根据主耶稣所做的。
Since we are died with Him, then we live according to Him. We place ourselves on the cross of Christ. Place ourselves in death.
当主耶稣埋葬的时候，
when He was buried,
我们一同埋葬了。
We also buried with Him.
所以当诗人称赞你的时候，
so when people praise you,
轻看你的时候，
when they despise you,
藐视你的时候，
they look down upon you.
不要再生气了。
Do not be upset.
你和主是一同死了。
Because you have been dead with Christ.
死的人还会生气吗？
Can a dead man also be angry?
和主一同埋葬了。
You have been buried.
不管他世人怎样对待你。
It doesn't matter how people
称赞你也好。
They can praise you.
你就埋葬了。
You're already dead.
看也看不见。
You're buried. No one can see.
藐视你也好。
When they despise you.
对你咬牙切齿也好。
When they grit their teeth against you.
不仅看不见。
And you cannot see.
都埋葬起来
了。You're buried.
这个世界对我来说是已经死了。
The world to me is dead.
对世界来说，我这个人已经死。
And to the world, I'm also dead.
不仅死了，已经埋葬。
Not only dead, but
buried. 在什么地方呢？
Where?
在主耶稣基督。
In Christ.
根据他而活着。
Live according to Christ.
他已经从死里复活了。
He has been resurrected.
胜过了死亡的权势。
He overcome the power of death.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的能力啊！
This is such great power.
根据主耶稣活着。
Live according to
Him. 当你软弱的时候，
when you are weak,
主耶稣复活了。
Jesus
你在主耶稣里头，他一同复活了。
You are resurrected with Him.
已经胜过了死亡。
You overcome death.
超过了所有的事物。
And you're above all.
他升到天上。
He is in
heaven. 你和一同坐在天上。
You also sit in heaven.
所有一切都踏在脚下。
Everything is on underneath your feet. He is victorious.
我和一同唱凯歌。
We also sing
the
songs of victory with Him.His victory is nothing.
算不得什么。
Illness is
nothing. 仇敌算不得什么。
The enemy is nothing.
我就胜过了一切。
Because Jesus has overcome all.
我在基督里完全得胜了。
In Christ I'm totally victorious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters.
这是我们生活的态度。
This is the attitude of living.Live according to God.
不要根据你所示的。
Do not live according to
God. 不要根据你的光景。
Do not live according to your
condition. 谁是主耶稣所示的？
But live according to Christ.
谁是主耶稣所做的？
Live according to what He has done.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
这是我们生活的秘诀。
This is the secret
of life. 最后一点。
Lastly.
持定主义，持定元首。
Hold on to the head.
让他来做我的元首。
Allow Him to be our head.
什么是元首呢？
What is the head?
元首就是我的口。
Head is...
有的人好像没头一样。
Some people live as though they have no head.
别人说什么他就做什么。
Whatever people say, they will do.
别人怎样说他就怎样去做。
And whatever people ask, he will do.
这个人没有头的，没头没脑。
This is a person without head.
总是听别人的话。
They always listen to others.
好多时候我们基督徒就是没有，我们身边人没有头了。
Many times the children of God is also with us.
比如从前怎样做，我们现在也怎样做。
Whatever we did in the past,
因为这是好几百年的遗传了。
And because this has been
tradition for ages. 那我们就跟基督教做了，就是。
So we just do
according. 怎样守安息日，我们也守安息日。
And how people abide the Sabbath, we will also abide Sabbath. How people hold festivals, we also hold festivals.
因为别人这样做，我们也不好意思不这样做。
And because they have done, they are doing it, they will also do.
大家都过圣诞节，我们不过，这个也不好意思。
Everyone celebrates Christmas. It's not right for us not to celebrate. We just do like other people. There are also many other rules.
你该守这个规条，那个规条。
People say you need to live abide.
这个不可吃，不可尝。
You should not eat this or touch this.
那个不可吃，不可摸，不可尝。
You cannot handle this.
那我们就跟着人家在这守规条。
And then we just follow other people's rules.
亲爱的兄弟们，我们到底有没有头脑啊？
Do we have a head?
你说我有头脑啊？
You say, I have a head.
我头脑还蛮清楚的。那我们头脑是我们头是谁啊？
And who is your head?
不是我们的自己。
It is not ourselves.
主耶稣基督。
It's Jesus.
他是我们的元首。
He is our head.
他就是我们的头。
He is our head.
不是人这样说。
It doesn't matter what
he says. 那是他这样说。
It is what he says.
不是遗传如何。
It is not
the
person.
那是主耶稣怎么说。
But what Jesus says.
不是别人这样告诉我们。
It's not what people tell us.
那是别人这样说。
But it's what Christ says.
那主耶稣怎么说。
It's what Christ says.
我吸的时候就很奇怪。
And many times I wonder.
别人有个好的办法，我们他就办法蛮好的，不知道来效法这个办法。
Other people has a good way doing things. We also copy.
我们有许多时候，我们应该是得别人帮助的。
Of course, many times we also need to accept other people's help.
我们要经过你的头。
But you always need to go through your head. You cannot accept this.
看见好冲突都接受过来了。
If you see something good, you just.
那这样的话呀，我们就会就会中了毒。
This way we will fall into a trap. We need to let it pass through the head. Our head is Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督。
Our Jesus Christ.
持定元首。
Hold on to Christ.
抓住他。
Not only grab onto him.
顺服他。
Be obedient.
跟随他。
And follow him.
亲爱的兄弟们。
我们
是他的身体。
We are his body.
我们生长的肢体。
We are the members.
我们只有一件事。
We only have one thing.
持定元首。
That is to hold on to him.
主耶稣怎么说的？
Whatever he said.
亲爱的兄弟
们，
这是我们该有的态度。
This is the attitude we need to have.
那么神的旨意怎么实现出来呢？
Then how is God's will realized?
借着主耶稣。
It is through Christ.
我们这样得接受主耶稣，接受主耶稣。
When we accept him.
活在主耶稣基督里。
And live in him.
照着主耶稣。
And live according to him.
顺服主耶稣基督。
And be obedient to him.
那神的旨意在他们身上实现出来。
Then God's will shall be realized in
him. 那神的旨意完成是什么样子？
And what is the condition after his will has been realized?
被我们看见了。
In chapter 3,
讲到神旨意的完成。
Talks about the and how God's will has been accomplished.
神的旨意完成的时候。
When his will has been achieved.
就是那个新人呢，已经浮现出来。
We will see the new man.
他说，消极方面。
And the negative side.
在这个新人里头啊。
In this new man.
没有犹太人。
There is no Jew.
没有希利尼人。
There's no Greek.
没有受割礼的。
There's no circumcised.
没有不受割礼的。
Or uncircumcised.
没有化外人。
There's no Scythian.
没有
希利
尼人。
Or Scythian.
没有自主的。
No slave.
没有为奴的。
No free.
没有男。
And no man.
也没有女。
No women.
什么都没有。
There's nothing.
那怎么有什么呢？
And you say, what do we have?
这就是新人。
This is a new man. A new man is a man without anything.
你看犹太人化犹太人心里边就是也没有。
You do not see Greek.
没有任何国界的分别。
There is no division between race.
没有美国人，没有中国人。
There is no Americans.
也没有德国，没有法国人。
There's no Germans. There's no France.
没有这许多国界。
In this new man, there is none of these.
没有这个仪式的方法。
There is no different.
受过礼不受过礼的。
Circumcised or
not-circumcised.
You say it's so good to be
circumcised. 那个人说不受割礼怎么好怎么好。
And the other person will say all the good things about not being circumcised. It is not a question of good or bad. There is none of that.
这些仪式都没有。
None of these methods.
这些方法都没有。
None of these means.
这些制度都没有。
None of these methods.
没有制度里没有为奴的。
There's no barbarian
or
it didn't say you're educated.
那我就有这个有权利。
Then I am privileged.
我没有受过这高等教育。
I have not received high education.
我是受低等教育的人。
I only have no education.
那我就不好意思。
Then I should be ashamed.
你活在自己里面就是这样。
If you live in yourself,
你受高等教育。
If you have higher education,
你觉得你很了不起。
You think you're great.
你超众人之上。
You're above all men.
你没有受过高等教育。
And you're without education.
那你就在低头。
Then you bow your head.
那就很羞愧。
And you think you're ashamed.
你羞愧在心里头。
But this is in this new man. There is no people. There's no barbarian. There's no secret.
这些教育程度藏着都没有。
And all these differences are gone.
这些知识藏着都没有。
All these differences and knowledge are gone.
弟兄姊妹。
凡知识。
没有自主的。
There's no slave.
没有为奴的。
There's no free.
所有地位都没有。
There is no
position. 人中间的地位也好。
The position among men.
阶级也好。
The classes between men.
在心里都没有地位。
There is no ground in
the
man. There's no man or woman. There's not even a difference between sex.
那到底有什么？
Then what do we have?
什么都没有了。
We have nothing.
消息上面就是这样。
Negative position, we have nothing. We have nothing.
因为这些东西啊，
because all
都是在旧人里面。
Rest in the
old man. 旧人里面才有国际的问题。
Only in the old man we have
problems. 他有地位的问题。
Where problems
between sex. 他有知识的问题。
And now
we have
differences.
有些许多的分别。
We have many, many differences.
这是在旧人里头，这种都有。
This only exists in the old man.
今天我们看人在人群中间呢。
When sister, today you observe about men.
许多难处。
There are many problems.
这些难处都是由这些区别而产生出来。
All these problems are because of this old man.
你是中国人。
You're Chinese.
那我们是。是哪国人，我们就开始跟着打仗了。日本人，
是不是？ We're the Japanese, and then we have conflict.
那我们就过不去了，是不是？
Then we have problems.
那你是这个是你受过教育，我没有受过教育。
And you're educated, I'm not educated.
你是自主的，是为奴的，我是革命。
Or if you have if I'm a slave and you're free, then we will have revelation.
在国家也好。
In a country,
社会中间也好，
and in a society,
家庭里面也好，
in a family,
即使有难处，
all these problems
都是从这些区别而产生出来的。
Are created because of these differences.
这区别就把我众人那分开了。
And these differences have separated all men.
到个地步啊，
and separated
people. 谁也没办法和谁合起来的。
And no one can be united with one another.
在新人里头呢，
but in the new man,
这些区别都没有。
All these differences are gone.
什么都没有了。
We have nothing.
我们就脱去了旧人。
We are we have get rid of the old man.
产生了新人。
We put on the new man.
当主耶稣在十字架上之后。
When Jesus was on the cross.
他死，我们和他一同死了。
He is dead and we are dying with him.
我们旧人和他同钉十字架。
Our old man has been crucified.
和他一同埋葬。
We have been buried with him.
我们就把这旧人完全脱去了。
And we have taken off this old man.
从死里复活的时候。
When he is raised from the dead.
我们就穿上了新人。
We are also put on the new man.
弟兄们，在这新人里又是什么呢？
关键是 what do we have in this new man?
在心里头有什么呢？
What do we have?
在心里头啊。
In this new man.
有什么？
What do we have?
这个吧。有温柔。
We have gentleness.
有忍耐。
We have patience.
有这个有那个。
We have this and that.
弟兄姊妹呀，在这心，在这新人里头。
In this new man.
唯有基督是一切。
Only Christ is all.
又在一切的里面。
And it's in all.
在这新人的什么都没有。
In this new man, there's nothing. Only Christ.
我们若是夸口，是主耶稣夸口。
If we boast, we boast of Christ.
因为在新人只有主耶稣基督。
Because in new man, there's
only Christ. 所有一切都过去了。
All things are passed away.
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候，
when Christ was on the cross,
这一切旧道都除掉了。
He has abolished all old things.
我们在新人里头。
Now we're in the new man.
只有基督是一切。
Only Christ is all.
都在一切的里面。
And in all.
他是主耶稣是中心。
Christ is the center.
主耶稣是内容。
He is our content.
主耶稣元首。
He is our head.
主耶稣是性质。
He is the.
主耶稣也是身体。
He is the body.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，每一件东西
，everything
都是主耶稣基督。
Is Christ.
在新人里头只有主耶稣。
In the new man there is
only Christ. 他是一切。
He is all,
又在一切的里面，弟兄姊妹，这就是新罗撒冷城。
很
多人盼望到新耶路撒冷城里面呢。
Many people wish to go to the New Jerusalem.
去搬金子去了。
They want to go there to get gold.
因为那里啊，街道都是用金子修起来的。
Because the streets are made from gold.
哎，我只要搬两块，一生都不愁，就发愁了。
I just need two pieces, two drops of gold, and it will last the whole life.
这个金金子都是金金的。
These are pure gold.
不仅是百分之百的。
100%.
就是都透明的。
And they're so pure, they're transparent.
那么纯洁了。
It is so pure.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Francis.
在新约的没有金子。
In New Jerusalem, there is no gold.
那个金子是主耶稣的，主耶稣所的。
The gold refers to Jesus.
你知道你有宝石了。
You said there's precious
stone. 有宝石的成响啊。
Because the gold is made from the precious stone.
宝石也是指着主耶稣所的。
And the precious stone also refers to Christ.
真
主
也是指着主耶稣基督所的。
The pearl refers to Christ.
生命的河流是指着主耶稣基督所的。
The river of life refers to Christ.
生命的树也是指着主耶稣基督所的。
The tree of life also refers to Christ.
上面的叶子指着主耶稣基督所的。
The leaves refers to Christ.
那果子也指着主耶稣基督所的。
The fruit refers to Christ.
还有是那个殿也指着主耶稣基督所的。
And the temple refers to Christ.
光也是指着主耶稣基督所的。
The light is also Christ.
没有日月光照。
In the New Jerusalem,
羔羊是城灯。
Daylight or night.
羔羊是城灯。
Christ is the light.
这里光就从主耶稣上照出来了。
And God's light shows.
哦，亲爱的兄弟们，
But,
在整个的新耶路撒冷。
In the New Jerusalem.
只有主耶稣基督。
There's only Christ.
他是一切。
He is all.
又在一起的里面。
And in all.
不是的，金金珍珠宝石。
It is not gold or precious stone.
这不过是一表就是了。
Those are just representations.
这不过是象征就是了。
Those are just
signs. 这不过是一个 sign 就是了。
These are just signs.
实际乃是主耶稣基督。
But the reality refers to Christ.
在新约上只有主耶稣基督。
In the New Jerusalem,
there is only Christ. 他是中心。
He is the center.
他是一切。
He is all.
他是内容。
He is the
content. 他也是彰显。
He is also the manifestation.
只有主耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ.
是一切。
Is all.
又在一切的里面。
And in all.
你看那个圣的荣耀啊。
You see the glory of God.
就从主身上倒出来了。
It is shown through God.
充满在每一件东西里面。
It is filled in everything.
也从整个城里透露出来了。
It is also shown from the city.
列国都心都在城里光中。
And the entire, all the nations walk in the light of Christ. The entire universe. And because of the glory of
Christ,
also enter into the glory. They also reflect the glory of God. And so the glory of God shall be manifest and reflected from all things. Christ is all
in all.
And is also in all.
你也可以这样说。
You can also put
it this way.
Jesus is everything.
万有的里面。
And he is also in everything.
哦，亲爱的兄弟们。
这
个设立是有完成的时候。
This is when God's will is accomplished.
我显出的光景。
This is the situation
of me. 美好啊。
It is so beautiful.
我们早晨祷告的时候。
When we pray
this morning. 哦，我们在祷告遇见了主耶稣基督。
We and we know God.
我们真是喜乐得不得了。
We are filled with joy.
激动都跳起来了。
And we were jumping with joy.
太好了。
This is so wonderful.
今天早上我在遇见了主耶稣。
This morning I have met him.
我在听着他对我讲话。
I heard him
speaking to me. 我在看着他的荣耀。
I have seen him.
哎呀，我们真是充满了喜乐。
We are so filled with joy.
早上还没有吃早饭的时候了。
So by time you breakfast.
这个喜乐就没有了。
You lost your joy.
别人跟我们吵了一架。
And people got mad with us.
这个我们喜乐都能都给吵光了。
And then you had ruined our day.
哎呀，怕不得第二天早晨再去祷告。
You wish for the second day you will get up and pray again. So that you can meet Christ again.
弟兄姊妹，就是这一个盼望。
But sister, that's our hope.
催促我守晨更。
To push me to
早点起来。
My morning walk.
我盼望再继续祷告。
This morning I want to get up early so I can pray. I can meet him.
这就是太好了。
It is so wonderful to
meet
him.
哎呀，在那一天没有遇见。
That day I did not see the Lord.
失望的不得了。
I am greatly disappointed.
整个一天都没有力气。
And I am without strength for the entire day. Because I did not meet Christ.
明天早晨就能遇见。
I wish tomorrow I can meet him.
明天早晨又没有遇见。
And then next morning I couldn't meet him again.
真是失望。
And I'm still with disappointment.
也痛苦。
I'm also in pain.
哎呀，不晓得过了几天。
I don't know how many
times. 忽然又遇见主耶稣基督了。
Also that
means. 他里头又喜乐起来了。
And my heart is so with joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以我们属灵光景常常起起伏伏的。
That's why our spiritual life goes up and down.
我们的喜乐常常也断断续续的。
Our joy cannot be continued.
遇见主耶稣就喜乐了。
When we meet Christ, we
are joyful.
When we didn't meet him,
得到主耶稣就刚强起来了。
When we receive him, we are
strong. 得不到主耶稣，就我们就软弱下来了。
Without him, we are weak.
哎呀，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们常常这样的变来变去。
We often change.
亲爱的兄弟们，到那一天你就不要忧愁了。
But when the day comes,
你也不要担心了。
You will not need to worry.
天天都能看见主。
You will see him.
天天都能遇见主。
You will meet him.
无论到什么地方
，No matter where you go,
都看见主在哪里。
You will see Jesus.
无论你看见了什么
，No matter what,
主在彰显出来了。
我
今天摸到了什么？你都摸到了主耶稣。
You will see.
你都得到生命。
You will receive.
都得到供应。哦，亲爱的孙子们，基督是一切，
在进
入在一切的里面，整个的万有都在彰显主耶稣啊！亲爱的孙子们。难怪在勇士的里面，我们天天都欢喜快乐。
We will have joy all
time. 你说哪里来那么多的喜乐？
你说 where is all the joy come from？
天天都有对主，都能对主有新的认识。
Daily you have new knowledge of him.
新的看见。
And new enjoyment.
有新的享受。
And
new enjoyment. 有新的经历。所以我们有新的赞美。
Therefore we will have new praise.
喜乐。
And new joy.
哦，从我们彰显出来了。
We will see all these manifest to us. Once the
Christmas is eternity.
This is heaven.
自私的旨意成就的时候的光景。
This is the condition after God's will has been realized.
怎样让自己旨意完成？
怎
样设立只让设立的早点完成呢
？How can this be realized earlier？
不错，都在于主耶稣基督。
Of course, this is all according to Christ.
我们也该负点责任。
We also need to be responsible.
你说你不负责任，怎么现在又负责任呢
？You see, you just told us we don't need to pay
any price. 这不是矛盾一件事情吗
？Isn't this a contradiction？
我们要负什么责任呢？我们要负一个责任。
What should we be responsible？
要爱慕。
We need to love.
爱慕。爱慕上面的事情。
We need to desire a faith.
所以他说，你们若真是和主耶稣同死一同复活了。
And therefore he said you have been raised with Christ.
你们就要寻求上面的事。
You need to set your heart on things above.
为什么要寻求上面的事呢
？Why do you need to set your heart on things above? Because you desire.
弟兄姊妹，那个上面的事指的是怎么说的呢
？What does it mean? The things above.
你说那指的耶路撒冷说的了。
He said maybe that refers to New Jerusalem.
那个天堂说的了。
That refers to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，无论天堂也好。
May it be heaven?
无论新耶路撒冷也好，若是没有主耶稣在那里啊，
If Christ is not
天堂也不天堂，也不甜。
Heaven will not be sweet.
新耶路撒冷也不美。
And New Jerusalem will not be beautiful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
在上面主耶稣坐在神的右边。
Above there, Christ is seated at the
right hand
of God.
在哪里？我说看见是看见主耶稣基督。
What we see is Christ.
我们的心呐、啊，要爱慕上面的事情。
Our heart, you need to desire the things above.
我寻求上面的事。
Think the things above.
要顺眼上面的事。
Consider the things above.
换句话，思想主耶稣。
In other words, think about Christ.
不要光思念地上的事情啊。
Do not just set your heart on the world.
不要光寻求地上的事情啊。
Do not seek only the things of the world.
你寻求这个，寻求那一个。
You will seek after this.
都给你得到了。
Even you gain everything.
到了有一天还会失去的。
And one day you still lose it.
这都是虚空的虚空。
All these are vanities of vanity.
虚空的虚空。
Vanities of vanity.
如捉影。
They're just shadows.
如浮萍。
They're just wind.
所罗门得到了一切的东西。
Solomon has gained everything.
你也有。
You also have.
钱他也有，地位也有。
He has money and faith.
智慧也有。
He has wisdom.
知识也有。
Knowledge.
什么都得到，得到了。
He has gained everything.
到末了，到虚空的虚空。
At the end, he said, "Vanity of vanity."
像缩影一样。
Just like shadow.
像出风一样。
Just like wind.
我把影子又抓住了。
I have captured the shadow.
到末了，看见不是真实的东西。
But at the end,
我抓住两把风啊。
I've only captured wind.
你打开手一看，通通都没有了。
You opened your heart, your palm.
亲爱的兄弟们，这就是我们今天的意思。
Sister,
你为什么还要寻求地上的事情呢
？Why do you still seek the
world? 为什么把你心一直摆在地上的事情上面
？Why do you still set your heart on the things of the world?
让我们爱慕上面的事。
Let us love the things above.
福音就在那里。
Jesus is
there. 他在父的右边。
He is seated at the right.
得到荣耀尊贵位冠冕。
He has the crown of glory.
他是我们的盼望。
He is our hope.
他是我将来的结局。
He is the end result.
亲爱的兄弟们，神要把我们做到一个地步。
God will work in us.
像主耶稣基督。
So that we will be like Christ.
所以我们要思念上面的事情。
We need to consider the things of above.
第二方面。
Secondly,
我们的生命已经和主耶稣藏在神那里了。
Our life is also hidden in Christ.
我们的生命，基督就是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
我们和他连在一起了。
We are union with him.
整个生命和主已经藏在神那里了。
And this is hidden with God.
弟兄姊妹，这什么意思呢？
But sister, what is this mean?
就是我们里面的生命也在催促我们，让我们向着上面的事情。
And the life we have in us pushes us to seek for the things above.
你有看见那个喷水池吧？
Have you seen a fountain?
这个排水池啊，它一直往上喷呢、啊，水一直往上喷。
In the fountain, the water continues to push upward.
他们是用马达的往那都敢做出来的。
Of course, nowadays they have motors.
从前还没有发明马达的时候呢，那水就一直往上喷呢、啊。
Before they have motors, do you think the water will go upward?
奇怪，水都往上喷，水都往下流的，这水就往上喷。
You say the water will definitely logically flow downward. How come this is going upward?
因为这是我们有点知识的话呢。
If we have some knowledge,
我们去寻找那个源头。
We will look for the source.
结果往上一直去呢，都淹都淹在山上面。
And you will discover that the source is on top of the mountain.
怪不得这个水一直往上喷呢。
No wonder the water will go up.
水源呢是在山上。
Because the source is on top of the mountain.
弟兄姊妹，我们也是这样。
But this is
where the 我们里头常常感觉不满足。
Why do we feel
unsatisfied? 为什么常常感觉不安心？
Why do we feel restless?
那我们就看看电视也是不行。
Even after watching TV, you will not be satisfied.
看看歌也不能解决问题。
Sometimes after singing, you will not solve the problem.
在外面忧伤万景。
Even when you go traveling.
在外面还是觉得很空洞。
You come back, you still feel empty.
你说不能喜乐，没有喜乐，没有满足。
You are without joy.
你说这为什么缘故？
When sister why?
那就是说那个水啊，在你里面那个生命，它一直来催着你，把你推到主耶稣的。
It's because the water, the source of the water within you wants to push you forward.
当你上面的事情。
When you seek the
things above. 思念上面的事情。
When you consider the
things above. 当你来到主耶稣跟前。当你在亲近主的时候。当你在摸到他的时候。
When you touch it.
亲爱的。就是，也就心满意足了，整个都安息了，不需要再玩了，不需要再看电视了，我里头一定满足了，那个水一直往上喷，一直往上喷
的，它就喷到的地步，
就喷到的源头那样。
It will go up to the standard.
如果不是达到那么那一个水准呢？
If it's not to that standard,
它就不安息。
You will not rest.
弟兄姊妹，在我里头，在我们里头也是这样。
基督
是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
我们生命一直和基督藏在神那里。
And our life is hidden in Christ in God.
寻求上面的事。
Therefore, set our hearts on things above. And consider those things.
那里主耶稣坐在神的右边。
There we see Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
他是我们的源头。
He is our source.
让我们亲近他。
Let us draw near
him. 让我们来瞻仰他。
Let us
serve him. 让我们来享受他。弟兄姊妹，我里头就心满意足了。这是在积极方面。
This is on the positive side.
在消极方面呢
？On the negative side.
要致死你肉体的情欲。
We need to set our
这里说淫乱心思要怎么
nature to death.
那要把它致死它。
We need to set all these things to death.
致死啊，这个两个这个字，我们中文就翻致死了。
We need to put to death all the things that belong to earthly nature.
说很容易啊，叫我们领会，那我们就自己把它制止它吧。
It doesn't mean that we need to do it ourselves.
当我们发脾气的时候了。
When we angry.
制止这个脾气。
We need to put to death the anger.
把这个脾气制止了。
And kill it.
就自己就死的。
And you cannot kill it.
越制止它越发的越厉害。
The more you want to kill it, the more it will explode.
到后来不可收拾的东西就发出来了。
At the end, you cannot help it.
哎，怎么治不死呢？
And why can't we do it?
这个不是要我们去治死的。
It is not doing from ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣已经治死了。
But this is.
当主耶稣死的时候。
When Christ was dead.
我们和他一同钉在十字架上。
We have been crucified with him.
我们的旧人一个同钉十字架。
Our old nature has been crucified with him.
一次永远的成功了事实。
He has done it once and it has been accomplished.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
From today.
今天只需要我们相信接受。
Today, all we need to do is
把我们自己肉体的情欲摆在十字架上面。
Place our old nature on cross.
当他又在发脾气的时候
，When he wants to be angry,
这个气啊从丹田里头就升上来了。
And the anger comes from the inner
innermost. 往上升的时候啊
，When it rises up,
你不要容许它。
Do not allow it.
这时候呢，就到主面前来了。
This time you need to come
to the Lord. 感谢赞美你。
Lord, I praise you.
你钉在十字架上。
You are crucified.
你死了。
You are dead.
我们和你同死了。
And today we are dead.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
我们旧人和你同钉十字架。
Our old man has been crucified.
你也把肉体和七情十欲都钉在十字架上。
We have also put our old nature and everything on the cross.
脾气也钉在十字架上。
Praise the Lord, our
nature.
And this time I just put my anger on the cross.
当你这样会来到主的面前。
When you come to the Lord.
你怎样在心摸到主的时候。
When you come to touch
him. 你这样根据主所做的而活到的时候。
And when you do things according to Christ.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Fun sister.
那脾气。
Your temper will go away.
到哪里去呢？
Where did it go? You cannot find it.
就好像那个车胎呀、啊，已经打到四五十磅了。
Just like you have pumped your tire to about
50 pounds. 那五十多磅要爆炸了。
It's about to explode.
一个钉子试一下。
You just need a nail.
那个车胎就完全来着了。
And the tire will lose all the air.
你的脾气没有
了。And you will lose your temper.
你说这是不是理论呢？
You say this is a doctor.
不是理论。
This is not a doctor.
这是经验。
This is experience.
弟兄姊妹，真是
的。
当我们这样的 according to Christ.
When we truly live according to Christ.
我们知道我们接近罪，已经和主同定十字架。
We know that all lust and evil desire is been crucified with Christ.
把我们脾气摆在十字架上。
And we just put to death.
为着这些感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord for this.
我赞美主耶稣。
Praise
you. 已经把我的脾气钉死在十字架。
You have nailed my temper on the cross.
我就把我的脾气摆在十字架。
And I place my temper on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样的亲近主，
when we draw near to him,
我们这样接触主的时候，
when we draw close to
him, 当你这样的活在主的十字架里，
and live in the cross of Christ, you cannot find your temper.
也是这样。
All other lusts are the same.
你真是想要，要的不得了。
There's some things you just truly want to have.
如果是你得不到的话呀，
if you cannot have them,
那你就哭死了。
Then you are in pain.
弟兄姊妹，就是这一个要。
And this
desire. 就是这个情欲。
And this lust.
把它带到十字架。
Bring them to the cross.
肉体贴近是一定和是同定十字架。
All my flesh, all my lust has been nailed on the cross.
我们的情欲。
We need to put to death.
把它摆在。
And place them on the cross.
就是那个药。
And you will lose that desire.
感谢。
Praise the Lord. I don't want it anymore.
没有也可以。
Whether I have it or not, it's okay.
感谢的。
Praise the Lord.
谁都平静的。
I have rest in my heart.
推逼着我们。
There's nothing that
that hurts. 更不能辖制我们。
And Satan cannot control us.
肉体心灵自由也不能再困扰我们了。
And love cannot bind us.
弟兄姊妹，终于成过了完全的救恩。
Jesus has accomplished the perfect salvation.
我们要负的责任。
But we need to be
responsible. 不让那个肉体在我们身上再一次让机会。
That we should not allow our nature, our lust, to gain any ground.
酸橘子树啊，酸橘子树。
Just like a sour orange tree.
已经被砍掉了。
Has been chopped down.
上面已经结出了甜的橘子来了。
And we have already had a sweet
branch
growing.
若是再从根底下再有酸的橘子长，酸葡萄树里酸。橘子树橘子长出来的话
，And if we have another branch that bears sour oranges，
你不需要再砍树了。
You don't need to chop down the tree。Just take down that branch。
我已经把它砍掉。
We have already chopped down the tree。
甜橘子已经结起来了。
We have already grafted in the sweet branch of orange。
长出来，把它酸的橘子树打掉，把它割掉。
When the sour fruit comes up, you just need to take that away。
弟兄姊妹，这是我们该负的责任。
酸橘子，这是我们
的责任。若是你容让它
，If you allow it，
让这酸橘子一直长一直长。
If you allow the sour fruit to continue to multiply，
酸橘子接着接着满树都是酸橘子。
And then you will have a whole tree of sour fruit。
你还怪管园子的人呢、啊？你怎么没有接好呢？怎么都是酸橘子呢
？Then can you blame to the gardener and say you want to allow all the sour fruit to grow？
甜橘子一点改变都没有。
I ask you to cultivate sweet fruit and now you don't have any fruit。
怪你自己不负责任。
One sister, we need to blame ourselves.
为什么许可这种？
Why do you allow these things to continue to grow?
因为神已经把我们解决了。
Jesus Christ has resolved the problem.
已经除掉了。
And He has already put to death our old nature.
不要让他向上再来加给我。
Do not allow them to control.
不要容许的罪向上再来加给我。
Do not allow sin to gain any ground.
还在死。
Put them to death.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
三十岁。
这样我们就渐渐脱去了旧人。
Gradually, we will put away our old man. And put on the new man.
新人一进来都解决了。
In this new man, all things
are resolved. 什么都没有。
There is nothing.
不要说罪没有了。
No sin.
罪的权势没有了。
And the reign of sin is
gone. 他的魔鬼的权势不能再摸到我们。
And the dominion of Satan cannot touch.
所有世界一切的制度统统的。
And all the things of this world is gone.
是一切。
In this new man is only Christ.
Christ
in all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
成就之后的光。
And this is what will happen when the will is
realized.
All we need to do is set our hearts on the principle and live in Him.
然后使用他的成功的救恩。
And use